Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marcia Dotton Chandler, second year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day in Barbados, April 6, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported on the special flight of Venezuela airline Avenza Airlines to Barbados and the arrival of the 50 Venezuelan visitors on board who would be celebrating Easter weekend on the island. The newspaper reported that with seven crew members, the DC-4 aircraft arrived from Venezuela at 5:15 in the afternoon, but after broken wireless communication between the then Sewell, now Grantley Adams International Airport, and the clearance of a scheduled BWIA flight, the landing of the Venezuelan flight was delayed, causing them to eventually arrive at 5:25 p.m. The 50-person group was greeted by Venezuelan Vice Consul Mr. Vernon Knight, who gave his welcome speech in Spanish, expressing his pleasure at the arrival of the Virgin flight and his optimism in the possibility of the airline operating frequently between the two Caribbean countries. He encouraged the visiting cohort to enjoy the long Easter weekend immersed in Barbados as an ideal vacation spot, and to tell their friends about the charms of Barbados, encouraging them to also vacation here. From the article published in the Advocate newspaper the following day, April 7th, members of the Venezuelan group followed the Vice Consul's advice by sightseeing in the capital, Bridgetown. The article described their outfits in great detail. The women of the visitor group were reported to be dressed in shorts and slacks, strapless dresses and blouses. It went on to say, the majority of men wore caps and light clothing. Both the men and women were said to be accessorized by personal cameras strapped over their shoulders. One man from the group set up a motion camera opposite the now-removed Lord Nelson statue at the eastern end of Broad Street. He instructed their driver on how to use the camera, and the driver took photos of the visitor and his three friends enjoying the Barbadian atmosphere. After a day of taking choice action pictures at various points along the main streets of Bridgetown and much shopping, the visitors gathered at Goddard's restaurant where they enjoyed lunch and relaxed. Over 70 years later, the quest to tap into the South and Central American tourist market continues with flights from Suriname and Panama. But on this day in Barbados, April 6, 1950, officials were happy to read in the Barbados Advocate of the arrival of 50 Venezuelan visitors on the maiden flight of Avenza Airlines from Venezuela to Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.